afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio, ready to go for another show. Well, I hope you all are doing well out there, and it's been kind of a dreary day. Couldn't decide if it wanted to rain or not, but going to be in for some rain for tomorrow. Looks like the following day, though, we might actually clear out a little bit. Hopefully so. But whatever the case may be, this is Ohio, and we have to take what we can get, right? Want to thank our supporter, thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive, for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Well, we have 5 gift cards to give away and a book of 5 free Frosties from Wendy's to give away, okay? So we're going to do a total of 6 drawings at 4:55 this afternoon. So this is your chance to call. You want to call today if you haven't called before, because this is definitely your chance to win, okay? And so we're giving away 2 KFC gift certificates and 3 gift certificates to McDonald's and 1 book of Frosties, 5 free Frosties, 5 junior Frosties to win. Okay, and all you have to do for a chance to win is call and answer a trivia question. We will put you in the drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw 6 names. So if we only have 6 callers, you know what that means. That means you're an instant winner. So let's get to the trivia. 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. We have some Halloween trivia to start things off. What does the word Halloween mean? What does the word Halloween mean? What were the first jack-o'-lanterns made of? What were the first jack-o'-lanterns made of? What is Dr. Frankenstein's first name? What is Dr. Frankenstein's first name? What is a group of witches called? What is a group of witches called? Only one holiday surpasses Halloween in annual sales. What is it? Only one holiday surpasses Halloween in annual sales. What is it? 740-383-9944. What is the most successful horror movie of all time, released in 2017? What is the most successful horror movie of all time, released in 2017? Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Nate?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
All right. Runner Radio would be first Halloween, Falcon.
Yes, that's right. Yes, sir. That's what they first made jack-o'-lanterns out of.
Right.
All right, Bob. I appreciate it. How are you doing today?
All right.
All right, all right. What you got on the menu tonight?
Menu tonight is breakfast.
Breakfast food, okay.
It's pancakes, eggs, sausage, and fried potatoes.
All right, sounds good. Sounds like a meal.
All right. All right, you have a good one, Nate.
Hey, you too, Bob. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Okay, 740-383-9944, if you know the answer to any of the questions, give me a buzz. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Oh,
doing
good. Good. Taking any trips lately?
Well, let's see. Over the weekend, we did go for a about a 2-hour drive down to my brother and sister-in-law's in southern Ohio.
Oh, well, good.
And so there was still some collar in the leaves on the way down, so that was nice. And they have 40 acres of property. And, I think they got 80 acres of property, double that. And so they have a nice wood, so we took a walk in the woods and looked at the leaves.
That sounds
nice.
Yeah,
it was nice.
Good. I think Halloween, I believe, is something like All Hallowed Evening or something of that nature.
Yes, All Hallows Eve, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what it means.
Okay, I'll be listening.
All right, sir. I appreciate the phone call, and I appreciate you listening.
Thanks, Nate.
Hey, thank you, Ernie.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. Give me a call if you know the answer to any of the trivia questions. Hi, we're on the air.
Holy night.
Oh, yes. Yes, that is actually, you're right. That is another name for Halloween. It is Holy Night, All Hallows Eve, or All Saints Day. Very good. How are you today?
Good.
Good, good. And what is your name?
Noah.
Noah. Well, what have you been up to today, Noah?
Outside with no coat.
Outside with no coat. Well, so are you staying warm?
I'm in my house right now.
Oh, you're in that. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it, Noah. Well, I got you signed up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling me.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I like that. Outside with no coat. He had to get that in there. Hi, we're on the air. Hi, we're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, Christmas is the one of the answers.
Yeah, right. Christmas is right. Christmas is the one holiday that surpasses Halloween in annual sales. Yep. How are you doing today?
All right.
Good, good. And this is Miss April, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Right.
Bye-bye. All righty. Let me give you some more questions here and give you some more options. Those were my Halloween questions here. Oh, I got one more. Who sang the original Monster Mash? Who sang the original Monster Mash? And what is the scientific name of the process where plants prepare their food? Hi, we're on the air. Yes, It. That is the successful horror movie of all time released in 2017. And who's this?
Allison.
Good to hear from you. What you been up to today?
Nothing.
just hanging out, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got you signed up for a chance to win. Okay, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Have a good night.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. It is 4:30. That means we have to take a break. We'll be back with more fun and excitement here on Offbeat News and Trivia. If you try to call, I'll patch you through. Well, we'll go ahead and take a call. Why not? Why not? What are breaks for anyways, right? Hi, we're on the air.
Bobby Pickett?
Yes, Bobby Pickett sang the Monster Mash. Yes, indeed. How are you today?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing good.
Cool.
Is this Sarah?
It is.
All right, Sarah. It is good to hear from you today. All right. I will sign you up for a chance to win one of these six items.
Oh, wow, you're giving away 6 things today?
I'm giving away 6 things today. Two KFC, 3 McDonald's, and 1 book of free Frosties.
Wow.
So, okay. You have a good night now.
You too, thanks.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. That'll get you right through. And as the calls keep on rolling in. Hi, we're on the air.
Victor.
Victor, that is the name of Dr. Frankenstein's first name. Yes. How are you doing today?
Good.
And is this my buddy Lucas?
Yes.
Well, Lucas, it's good to hear from you today. I will put you in for a chance to win. Okay. Well, I appreciate the phone call, Lucas. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 740-383-9944 will get you through. And like I said, we're giving away 6 things today. We're doing 6 drawings at 4:55 this afternoon. 2 gift cards to KFC, 3 gift cards to McDonald's, and 1 book of 5 free Frosties to Wendy's, courtesy of WWGH Radio. All right. We only have 1 Halloween question left. It's, what is a group of witches called? Here's the other trivia I have for today. What is the scientific name of the process where plants prepare their food? What is the scientific name of the process where plants prepare their food? What city is known as the City of Love? What city is known as the City of Love? Which U.S. state is the largest? Which U.S. state is the largest? And it's not Texas. What food does Popeye like to eat? What food does Popeye like to eat? What happened during the years 1939 to 1945? What happened during the years 1939 to 1945? Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, City of Love, it's Paris.
Yes, that is correct. How are you doing today?
Not doing too bad.
Good, good deal. Glad to hear it. How's your weather cooperating today?
Another dreary day.
Yeah, another dreary day. I thought today was originally supposed to be sunny.
I thought they had said so too, but
I guess we were wrong.
Yeah.
or they were wrong, one of the two.
One of the two.
Right. Well, let's see. A couple weeks ago, you told me you were hanging 10. How's that coming?
It's almost done. Put a couple little short pieces up today, and then broke my drill bit, drill hole, so I quit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, maybe breaking that drill bit was a blessing in disguise. You got to take a break.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the phone call, and I thank you for listening.
Uh-huh.
And you have a good evening now.
All right, you too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, David Avery right there. 4:35 is the time. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, and we are giving away lots and lots of things today. Giving away 2 KFC gift cards, 3 McDonald's cards, and a book of free Frosties. Hi, we're on the air.
Popeye likes to eat spinach.
Yes, Popeye likes to eat spinach. Do you like spinach?
Yes.
Do you really?
I love it.
Oh boy, all right. Now, do you have anything with it, like cheese or anything, or do you just eat it plain?
Just plain.
Just plain. Well, more power to you. Because it's been a while since I've tried it. Maybe my taste buds have changed. Sometimes your taste buds change. It happened with me and cottage cheese. I hated cottage cheese for years, and now I like it. So maybe it'd be that way with spinach.
Yeah, it's better than lettuce. Like you have salads with just spinach or spinach on your cheeseburgers.
all spinach on your cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
I'm having a cheeseburger tonight. Maybe I need to stop at the store and give me some spinach on the way home. All right, Miss Ashley, I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate the phone call. All right, you have a good night.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, 4:36 the time. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, and we are having fun doing trivia questions right here. And I have some more here. What is the name of the worldly event where you can look at the sun only wearing these special glasses? What is the name of the worldly event where you can look at the sun only wearing special glasses? Which Disney princess wears a yellow dress? Which Disney princess wears a yellow dress? Where does Nathan's hot dog eating contest take place? Where does Nathan's hot dog eating contest take place? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, that'd be the solar eclipse.
Yes, the solar eclipse. Have you ever put on the glasses and looked at one?
No, never have.
I have. Years ago, my grandpa came over with special glasses and we looked at one, and it was quite something.
Yeah, I imagine it was.
Yeah, but they say don't you dare not use glasses to look at those because you'll burn your eyes out.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Yep. Well, Miss Becky, I appreciate you taking the time to call today.
Yep.
And I will sign you up for a chance to win one of these six items.
Okay, thank you very much. You have a good day now, Nate.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Well, we have a number of folks signed up for the drawing, which is good because we're giving away six things today. Again, 2 KFC gift cards, 3 McDonald's gift cards, and a book of free Frosties. 5 free Frosties coupons, Junior Frosties to Wendy's. So we will find out who wins what at 4:55 this afternoon. So you have time to answer a trivia question. I've got a couple more, and then we'll go to our offbeat news stack. In Disney's The Lion King, what was Simba's father's name? In Disney's The Lion King, what was Simba's father's name? And what was the basketball team that Kobe Bryant played on? What was the basketball team that Kobe Bryant played on? And those are the trivia questions that we have for you. 740-383-9944. If you want to answer one, just call and answer one. I'll put you in the drawing to win one of these six items that we are giving away today. And we have another call coming in here. Hi, we're on the air.
Did Kobe play for the Lakers?
Yes, he played for the Lakers. Yes, indeed. Well, how are you doing today, Ralph?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, buddy. Been outside doing some putting away for the cold weather.
Oh, yeah, doing some winterizing.
Yeah, winterizing, putting everything up that we have set on the deck and our, you know, our tables and chairs and everything, putting them up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is that time of year again, and I guess, let's see, this weekend we're going to be changing that clock, and it'll be getting darker a whole lot sooner, won't it?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but this weather, you never know what it's going to do, though, you know? It's crazy.
Oh, it is crazy. Ohio weather for you. It sure is crazy. Like I was telling one of the other callers, I thought today was originally supposed to be sunny, and then it turned out to be the way it was. So
Right.
They don't know what to predict half the time anyhow. So I just
wonder if we'll get the heavy rain or the light rain.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Well, they call for light, and then they turn around, so you get 1 to 3. So is that more going to be south, I reckon, probably, and we'll get the lighter part.
Yeah, I'll take the lighter part. I don't heavy rain for long periods of time aren't too good on my gutters.
That's for sure. I know that last one we had that was heavy, man. That just messed a lot of things up around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my front yard likes to collect a little bit of water, and then if we get too much, my crawl space likes to fill up.
Yeah,
so then I have to turn on my sump pump underneath there.
I haven't had that much problem. Yeah, we've had it float and stuff, but I set kind of up on the hill, so it's going to come away before it can get to the house.
Oh, that's good. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I better crawl out of here and let somebody else in there.
Okay, Ralph. Thanks for calling.
Well, yeah, take care. Now have a good one.
Hey, you too. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, 4:41 is the time, and anybody that wants to call, hey, we're wide open here. We will take your phone call here at Offbeat News and Trivia, and here is what I have in my Offbeat News stack for today. Experts say bright lights spotted in the sky over Hawaii were likely the remnants of a booster from a rocket launched 12 years ago. John O'Meara, chief scientist of the W.M. Keck Observatory in Waimea, said the lights spotted in the sky Saturday night likely were from the booster of a Chinese rocket launched in 2008. Mary Beth Lachak, a strategic communications director from the Canada-France-Hawaii Telescope, said the appearance of the lights lines up with projections of the booster's re-entry path. We can't be 100% certain because we don't have any of the pieces of the debris, Lachak told KHON-TV, but the pattern of the lights that we saw in our time-lapse combined with this map appears to be. So there you go. Probably folks were getting panicked and thought it might have been a UFO. You never know. An Idaho man broke a mouthful of a Guinness World Record when he used his mouth to bounce a table tennis ball off a wall 43 times in 30 seconds. David Rush, who has broken more than 150 Guinness records to promote STEM education, said he practiced on and off for about a year before attempting the record at his Boise home. Rush said his total was initially measured at 44 bounces in 30 seconds, but slow motion video showed the last bounce came in just after the time limit, making his total 43. The bounces were enough to beat the previous record of 34 bounces, which was set in 2018 by British man Ray Reynolds. A steam shovel that had been submerged in a Michigan lake for nearly a century has been returned to dry land and is being restored. Mike Obelor said he dreamed of removing the steam shovel from the bottom of Wixom Lake since his father first told him about the artifact about 50 years ago. You know, I was 11 years old when we were in a boat looking at this, so it's been 45 years for me, he said. Oberlohr said a team of volunteers removed the last pieces of the steam shovel from the lake Saturday. It had been used to construct the Edenville Dam in the 1920s and was submerged in the lake for 95 years. Obelor finally received his opportunity to see his dream fulfilled when the dam failed in May, causing the lake to drain. He said the steam shovel's engines are in good enough condition to restore, and he is beginning work on the project. So there you go. That's what I got in part one of my Offbeat News stacks. It is time to take a break. We'll be back with more on Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair One.
Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Yep, just search on that and you will find what you're looking for. That app is kind of cool because you can just open it directly from your phone without going to the website. So if you ever get a chance to check that out, just go right ahead and do so. Alrighty, 4:47 is the time, and let's see if we can get some more trivia contestants in here at 740-383-9944. Let's see here. I believe I've got one Halloween question left. What is a group of witches called? What is a group of witches called? Again, I'm giving away six things today. Two KFC gift cards and three McDonald's gift cards. And from the radio station, a pack of free Frosties. Five free Frosty coupons from Wendy's. That's what I'm going to be giving away. I'm going to be drawing six names at 4:55 this afternoon. Coming up very shortly. Which Disney princess wears a yellow dress? Which Disney princess wears a yellow dress? Where does Nathan's hot dog eating contest take place? Where does Nathan's hot dog eating contest take place? In Disney's The Lion King, what was Simba's father's name? In Disney's The Lion King, what was Simba's father's name? What is the scientific name of the process where plants prepare their food? What is the scientific name of the process where plants prepare their food? Which U.S. state is the largest? Which U.S. state is the largest? And what happened during the years 1939 to 1945? What happened during the years 1939 to 1945? If you know the answer to any of those trivia questions, give me a buzz at 740-383-9944. I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win one of these six items. Again, we'll be drawing six names coming up in just about 5 minutes. Right now, it's time for What's That in the Mailbox? You can email the inbox anytime, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. And today we hear from Nikki. Nikki says, "Hi, Nate. As a kid, did you ever dress up and go trick-or-treating?" As a matter of fact, I did. Didn't do it every year. My mom would host parties where we would bob for apples. Did you ever bob for apples? Yes. And she would also just have all sorts of games and all kinds of food and prizes and fun. So my mom hosted some parties. But to go out trick-or-treating, we used to go in Marion, the area behind the Little Red Caboose. When it was open, back in there, across the street from that, there's some apartments, and then back in there, we used to trick-or-treat because my aunt lived back in there, and we would go trick-or-treating back in there. And one year, I dressed up, I remember, as Robin Hood, and I'll tell you what, looking at pictures, it was a pretty darn good costume. It sure was. So, Anyhow, yes, indeed, I did. I did dress up and go trick-or-treating as a kid, and I remember it was pretty cool because there were some people that would give away full-size candy bars. Yes, those full-size candy bars were a lot of fun, I'll tell you that. We actually, at our house in Waldo, we are giving away candy this year, as a matter of fact, on Halloween. I believe Waldo is between 5 and 7 on Saturday, right on trick-or-treating this year, right on Halloween this year. And we live down a side street across near the Waldo Cemetery. And living near a cemetery, I guess, is kind of interesting place to live during Halloween, right? And so anyhow, we are giving away a candy. We're giving away two fun size candy bars. I don't know if that's enough or if that's chintzy. Is that the word that means not too much? If you're, I don't know. But anyways, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's considered not too good of a give out by the kids these days or not. But that's what we're giving out, is we're giving out two fun-sized candy bars, and we got little bags little Halloween bags to put in, and that's what we're doing this year for Halloween. It's been several years since we've done that, and so that's what we're doing this year for Halloween, so it should be kind of fun. Well, let me see if I can slip this in real quick before we do our drawing and find out who our six winners are going to be today. By the way, you don't have to come to the station to pick them up. You know that this COVID-19 is raging across the United States and here in Ohio, so you don't have to leave the house. We will send them in the mail to you, these gift cards and the book of free Frosties, okay? October the 28th, 1636. Harvard College was founded in Massachusetts. The original name was Court of Massachusetts Bay Colony. It was the first school of higher education in America. 1776, the Battle of White Plains took place during the American Revolutionary War. 1793, Eli Whitney applied for a patent for his cotton gin. 1886, the Statue of Liberty was dedicated in New York Harbor by U.S. President Cleveland. The statue weighs 225 tons and is 152 feet tall. It was originally known as Liberty Enlightening the World. 1904, on this date, the St. Louis Police Department became the first to use fingerprinting. 1919, the U.S. Congress enacted the Volstead Act, also known as the National Prohibition Act. Prohibition was repealed in 1933 with the passing of the 21st Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. 1922, Mussolini took control of the Italian government and introduced fascism to Italy. 1936, the Statue of Liberty was rededicated by U.S. President Roosevelt on its 50th anniversary. And in 1949, U.S. President Harry Truman swore in Eugene Moore Anderson as the U.S. Ambassador to Denmark. Anderson was the first woman to hold the post of ambassador. All right, we've got 10 seconds before we do the drawing and find out who's going to win these six items, okay? And this should be pretty good. And, let's see. Maybe we got one more phone call coming in here before we do it. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Jake. The largest state is California. And the war, it was a war during 39 to 45.
Yep. All right, Bob. I appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, yes, Bob calls me at the end to get to questions that haven't been answered. So there we go. We get our answers that we haven't gotten, so I can scribble those out and put those in the pile of to do those at another time, right? Okay, let us find out who is going to win. And here we go. Okay, for a KFC gift card, we have Becky. Congratulations, Becky. You win a KFC gift card. For another KFC gift card, congratulations, Ernie. Ernie, you win a KFC gift card. All right, winner for the McDonald's gift card, congratulations, Ralph. You won a McDonald's gift card. Writing these down as I go because I can't forget. Okay, Sarah, congratulations. You have won a McDonald's gift card. We've got one more McDonald's gift card to go. Congratulations, Noah. Noah, you won a McDonald's gift card. So let's see here. We got three McDonald's, two KFCs, and now I need to give away a book of free Frosties to Wendy's, and that goes to Lucas. Lucas, you win a book of free Frosties to Wendy's. All right. Congratulations, everybody. And thanks, everybody, that did call in. I appreciate everybody ringing our phones today. It's been a joy being with you today here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Thank you so much. And like I said, we're here every Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. So we mark that down. If you're out there listening and you're a new listener and you're thinking, what in the world is this? That's what this is, Offbeat News and Trivia. We like to make winners, and we have a good time doing it. Okay, we've got just enough time to give you a recipe. Layered Halloween taco dip. Here's what you need. 1 package of Philadelphia cream cheese softened. 1 tablespoon of Taco Bell taco seasoning mix. 1 cup Taco Bell thick and chunky medium salsa, 1 can 16 ounces of Taco Bell refried beans, 2 fully ripe avocados, 1 tablespoon fresh lime juice, 1/2 cup sour cream, 1 cup Kraft shredded mild cheddar cheese, 1/2 cup each 1/2 grape tomatoes and chopped green onions, 3 tablespoons each fresh cilantro leaves, and sliced black olives. Here's how to make it. Mix cream cheese and taco seasoning mix until blended. Spread it onto a large round platter. Top with layers of salsa and beans. Mash avocados with lime juice until smooth. Spread over beans. Spoon sour cream into resealable plastic bag. Cut small piece off one bottom of the corner of the bag. Use to drizzle sour cream into spider web design on top of dip. Place remaining ingredients around edge of your platter. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page. Just type Radio Nate into Facebook and you will find it there. Until next week, Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. You all have a great Halloween and have a great week.
You're listening to WWG.